don't touch my drum set. Whatever you do, don't touch it. I've got 11 questions for you on the hit comedy film Step Brothers for my buddy and trivia host, Jim Fields. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out the show. It is a pop culture show, and today we are jumping into some movie trivia based on the hit comedy from 2000-something called Step Brothers. This was requested by Jim Fields, who is a trivia host in Nebraska under the name The Askin Nebraskan. So if you want to play some trivia around Nebraska, look up Jim Fields, The Askin Nebraskan. Jim is also a Patreon subscriber. For $5 or more a month, he gets to pick a topic that I do on this show. And for today's pick and this month's topic for Jim, he picked Step Brothers. So if you like this quiz today, you have Jim Fields to thank. I saw an article yesterday that a little girl had her 8th birthday party in Target. Look this up. If you have not seen it, she's a big fan of Target. So her mom planned a Target birthday party. So they all got to wear red polos, her and her friends. They got name tags. They had walkie-talkies. And they did little scavenger hunts around the store where they looked for certain things and then they had to put them back. But they also, the mom purchased Target gift cards for each of the kids to buy themselves something. I think it was like $5 or $10. And then they picked out something for themselves in the store. And then the little girl whose birthday it was, she got to ring them up on a Target register. So it was pretty dang cute. And I thought it was an interesting idea for a party. And the girl that tweeted all of it, I think, was the aunt of the girl. And she's like, Target does not do this, but we asked them special because she's such a fan of shopping there. So I thought that was interesting and very sweet. Go check that out. It made me think about my birthday parties. My mom always threw cool birthday parties for me. I remember specifically 2 years watching movies for my birthday. That used to be like a big thing, like we're going to rent a video. And it was like, holy cow. And I remember she rented Blank Check for my 7th birthday. And all my friends came over and we watched it in my living room. And I think we had pizza and played games. We used to play games like where you pin the tail on the donkey and stuff. And then like you would kneel on a chair and drop clothespins into a juice jar. It was like crazy old school parlor games. But we always had a good time. So I remember one time we watched Blank Check. I remember another time, maybe 2 or 3 years later, she took us all to see the movie Bean, which was great. Loved the movie Bean. And there's a part in the movie where he's flicking everybody off because he doesn't realize that's what that means in America. So I remember my friend Steve Nelson, who's been on the show a bunch, he like was flicking off everybody in the back of my mom's van as we drove home. People were getting mad and honking and stuff. So those are just two birthday parties. I never had a Target birthday party, but those were two that I remember of the movie watching variety. If you had a cool birthday party, let me know. If you ever did something unique like that Target thing or anything you thought was very special or specific, let me know. My wife Ashley told me there was a place in California that's since closed where it was like a fairy tale diner type place. So you could be like, oh, we're sitting in Cinderella's section and she would be your waitress and she'd be in the full gown and everything. And you get to take pictures with her. I thought that was kind of cool. That seems like a real 80s, 90s thing to do. But I wish that stuff was still around. It doesn't seem like some of those really imaginative venues are around anymore. They need to come back. That's what I think. I've been playing a lot of Nintendo Switch lately, specifically a game I got for $2.99. Came out last week, wanted to give it a plug. It's called Goblin Sword. It was a mobile game, and they port a lot of mobile games to the Nintendo Switch, and sometimes they're really bad. But this one, I think, is regularly priced at $4.99. I got it for a couple bucks cheaper. But if you like very basic kind of platformer games, I recommend it. Definitely worth $3. You go around levels, you got to find hidden stuff, and then you can upgrade your weapons. Super basic Metroidvania type of game. But if you like that, you have a Switch, check out Goblin Sword. There's a quick review. All right, that's it for the intro. We're going to jump into a fun episode with 11 questions on Step Brothers for Jim Fields. Here we go. Step Brothers trivia. Let's see how many of these you can get right out of 11. Number one, what is Brennan's last name in the movie? What is Brennan's last name in the movie Step Brothers? Number one. Question number two, at the start of the movie, when Dale's dad leaves him money for food, Dale is mad that there's not enough for what item? Number two, at the start of the movie, when Dale's dad leaves him money for food, Dale is mad that there's not enough for what item? Number two. Question number three, at the Catalina Wine Mixer, there's a cover band for what famous artist? Number three, at the Catalina Wine Mixer, there's a cover band for what famous artist? Question number four, Nancy mixes ketchup and mayo in the film to create what new condiment name for her son? Number four, Nancy mixes ketchup and mayo in the film to create what new condiment name for her son? Number four. Question number five, what song was sung by Derek's family on the way to the new family home? Number five, what song was sung by Derek's family on the way to the new family home? Number five. Question number six, what does Dale always do when he sleepwalks? What does Dale always do when he sleepwalks? Number six. Question number seven, when Brennan is sweaty watching TV, what was he watching? Number seven, when Brennan is sweaty watching TV, what was he watching? Number seven. Question number eight, Derek says he was late for the wedding because he was fishing with some famous people. Which one did he not mention? Was it Mark Cuban, Jeff Probst, Chris Daughtry, or Derek Jeter? Number eight, Derek says he was late for the wedding because he was fishing with some people. Which one did he not mention? Was it Mark Cuban, Jeff Probst, Chris Daughtry, or Derek Jeter? Three questions left on Step Brothers. Number nine, Brennan has a samurai sword with whose signature on it? Number nine, Brennan has a samurai sword with whose signature on it? And question number 10, what actor interviews the brothers for a sporting goods job in the film? Number 10, what actor interviews the brothers for a sporting goods job? Your two-point bonus question, what level kung fu belt, or what color, has Brennan received? Number 11, for 2 points, what level kung fu belt has Brennan received? Those are all your questions for the Step Brothers quiz for Jim Fields. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We're back with the answers to Step Brothers trivia. This was a fun quiz to look up the questions and answers for, and it really made me want to watch the movies again. This is one of the few Blu-rays I still have. I probably have maybe 40 Blu-rays on a shelf, and this is one of them because I do watch it from time to time. Question number one, what is Brennan's last name in the movie? His name is Huff, Brennan Huff, number one. Number two, at the start of the movie, when Dale's dad leaves him money for food, Dale's mad there's not enough for what item? Wings. He's like, Dad, it's not enough for wings. He just has enough for pizza, which is such a adolescent thing to complain about. Number three, at the Catalina Wine Mixer, there's a cover band of what famous artist? Billy Joel, strictly 80s. Billy Joel. Number three. Number four, Nancy mixes ketchup and mayo in the film to create what new condiment name? Fancy sauce. We do that at my house too. I don't like it. I think it's gross, but the kids love it. Fancy sauce. Number five, what song was sung by Derek's family on the way home to the new family home? That was Sweet Child O' Mine. Sweet Child O' Mine by Guns N' Roses. Number six, what does Dale always do when he sleepwalks? He puts pillows in the oven. Don't us all. Puts pillows in the oven. Number six. Number seven, when Brennan is sweaty watching TV, what was he watching? Cops. He was watching reruns of Cops. Number eight, Derek says he was late for the wedding because he was fishing with some famous people. Which one was not mentioned? Was it Mark Cuban, Jeff Probst, Chris Daughtry, or Derek Jeter? The answer was the final choice, Derek Jeter. The other three were fishing with Derek. Number nine, Brennan has a samurai sword with whose signature on it? That would be American Idol judge and bass player Randy Jackson. Number nine, don't know why his name's on a samurai sword or why they had him sign that, but that's very funny. Number nine, Randy Jackson. Number 10, what actor interviews the brothers in a quick cameo for a sporting goods job? That would be Seth Rogen. Number 10, Seth Rogen. And number 11, for 2 points, what level kung fu belt has Brennan received? He is up to green, the green belt in kung fu. That was your 2-point bonus question. Some tough stuff there. Thank you guys for playing along with today's quiz. If there is a certain quiz or a topic you want to get to, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw $5 my way. Every month, you get to pick a topic, and that is my most popular tier for this show over on Patreon. So go check it out. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs. That's fmdesignsinc.com. Click the link in the show notes and have them print you some really cool stuff from San Dimas, California. What stuntman made the Guinness Book for having the most broken bones, over 400 broken bones in his body? Send me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Amy Schumer. And your trivia team name of today is Super Dave Norman Osborn. Super Dave Norman Osborn, combining another stuntman and the Green Goblin from the world of Spider-Man. Thank you guys for listening to the show. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Remember, you can subscribe on both to never miss an episode. And thanks so much for spreading the word about the show. Sending a link to a friend who doesn't listen or watch and saying, hey, I got 9. How many did you get? That is very cool of you to do, and I hope you keep doing it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.